Authorities say Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, could be formally charged as soon as tomorrow. A motive for the killing still unknown. The Senate says it will take up a vote on the nomination of Stephen Miron, the top Trump economic advisor, to serve out an unexpired term on the Federal Reserve Board. They begin their policy meeting on interest rates tomorrow. This is ABC News. Tensions escalating in the Middle East following Israel's strike last week targeting Hamas leadership in Qatar's capital. Secretary of State Marco Rubio traveled to Israel, meeting with Israel's prime minister about the war in Gaza and efforts to release the remaining Hamas-held hostages. Benjamin Netanyahu, at a briefing with Rubio today, did not specify if any Hamas official was killed in the Qatar strike. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge says the Emir of Qatar continues to condemn the military move.
Very, very strong criticisms of Israel once again, calling Israeli aggression blatant, treacherous and cowardly, accusing the government in Israel of being extremist, saying that it practices, quote, terrorist policies.
Authorities in Tennessee continue to search for three escapees from the Madison County Jail. The sheriff's office says three men broke out of the recreational yard Sunday. One of the escapees may have stolen a utility truck in that getaway. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Will Green Bay students need to go through a metal detector to enter the classroom soon? That's one option on the table for a public discussion tonight at Preble High School. Green Bay schools are already requiring clear or colorless backpacks after a gun and ammunition was found in a backpack at Preble last Tuesday. The safety roundtable discussion is open to the public and starts at 6 p.m. tonight at Preble High School. Many Green Bay parents are scrambling to get their hands on clear backpacks since the new bag policy was announced last week and goes into effect a week from today. In response to that demand, Green Bay retailers like Target and Meijer say they're working to get more clear backpacks in stock. Even local businesses that don't normally have anything to do with school supplies are chipping in. In a Facebook post, Specialty Auto in Suamico announced they've ordered 25 clear backpacks to give to families in need who weren't expecting that expense. Show a student ID and they'll give you a backpack. No questions asked, the post says. Several other social media posts from individuals have also popped up over the last few days, offering to buy clear backpacks for families whose back-to-school budget is already tapped. School officials also say the student services departments throughout the district will also help any student get a clear backpack if they need one. If you like the option of taking an Amtrak bus down to Milwaukee from Green Bay, you only have a couple more weeks to enjoy the ride. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced the Amtrak I-41 thruway bus service between Green Bay and Milwaukee will end on October 1st. The service started in 2019 as a way for travelers to make same-day round trips between cities along I-41, like Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, as well as Chicago and Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport. Governor Evers requested funding for the service, as well as potential rail expansion in his state budget proposal, but additional passenger rail funding failed to make it through the budget committee. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, but lost to the Cards yesterday 3-2. Pitcher Jose Quintana giving up three runs in the second. Pat Murphy says Quintana was dealing with an injury.
Jose leaving with a calf injury is, you know, that's alarming with how injured we already are in the bullpen and on the mound.
The Brewers have the night off before playing the Angels tomorrow night. A report says the Brewers could be playing the Braves in the Little League Classic in Pennsylvania next year in August. MLB says an announcement coming soon. NFL. After having the weekend off, the Packers head to Cleveland this week to play the Browns. College football. Badgers to host the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. They lost in Alabama 38-14.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident. That's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Chance of storms again Wednesday. Temperatures cool at the end of the week. It's 82 right now.
WGBW. Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Cause although you're gone, I keep holding on to the happy time. Ooh, and you and I, as I peer through the window of lost time, looking over my yesterday. That's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here, broadcasting from down on the corner of Washington Street and City Deck Place. I think that's what that little side street is. It's City Deck Court or Place or something. CCR, hey, WGBW.
Down on local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
WGBW.
learn your alphabet and your numbers, right? Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. Beautiful theater. They're a great place to see a show. It's comfortable. The sound is great. And there's a good one coming up. You're probably going to want to be checking out. It's a tribute to the Everly Brothers. The Everly Set. A celebration of the Everly Brothers. That show is going to be on Friday, October 3rd. If you want to get tickets, if you want to check out more information on this show, AshwaubenonPAC.org. AshwaubenonPAC.org is the website, and you can look for us out at that show as well. We can't wait for October 3rd either.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Missing Lou Rugani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes. Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
On a string, the happiness and your warm glow.
and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, and streaming online at WGBW.fm with Carol King.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind.
Here she come, wearing a wig, hat, and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got brave, but on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume, Chanel number 5. the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. The cats will be nervous, they can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real punk singer, and I like them like that. Devil with the blue red stones. She's the devil with the blue red stones. Hey, I say now. To me now.
Mitch Ryder in the Detroit Wheels, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Not sure if he can still bring it like that, but Mitch Ryder still going strong at 80 years old. Hey, I could only hope for so much, right? 52, I got a little ways to go on that. Let's get a local news update. Connie Feldman has that for you.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Will Green Bay students need to go through a metal detector to enter the classroom soon? Well, that's one option on the table for public discussion tonight at Preble High School. Green Bay schools are already requiring clear or colorless backpacks after a gun and ammunition was found in a backpack at Preble last Tuesday. The safety roundtable discussion is open to the public and starts tonight at 6 p.m. at Preble High School. Many Green Bay parents are scrambling to get their hands on a clear backpack since new bag policy was announced last week and goes into effect a week from today. More than 11,000 students need to get a new backpack by then if they want to bring a bag to school. In response to that demand, Green Bay retailers say they are working to get more clear backpacks in stock. Even local businesses that don't normally have anything to do with school supplies are chipping in. In a Facebook post, Specialty Auto in Suamico announced they've ordered 25 clear backpacks to give to families in need who weren't expecting that expense. Show a student ID and they'll give you a backpack. No questions asked, the post says. Several other social media posts from individuals have also popped up over the last few days offering to buy clear backpacks for families whose back-to-school budget is already tapped. School officials say the student services departments throughout the district will also help any student get a clear backpack if they need one. For news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Sunny, hot, and humid tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Chance of storms again Wednesday. Temperatures cool at the end of the week. It's 82 right now.
Feel so
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Pete Schwabba tonight, 6 to 8. He's got a pretty special guest coming out at 6:30. Here's Stevie Wonder, 97.9.
Tinder.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I've been letting my cardio slide a little bit. That could get me into trouble on Saturday. I'll tell you what's up next, WGBW.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. If they ever knew, and so we're running just as fast as
The Shy Lights, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here, and I think I might be in a little bit of trouble. I haven't been getting the exercise, getting the steps in quite as much, you know, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, because this Saturday, for 2 minutes, I am going to have to give it my all and try to stomp as many grapes into the, you know, through the barrel and into the container below as part of the celebrity grape stomp for the Wet Whistle Wine Festival in Algoma. Yeah, so it'll be some, you know, TV people, some radio people, some local business people, and the celebrity. I'm using my fingers as air quotes. You know, we're not really celebrities. But it's a lot of fun. But that 2 minutes is a lot longer time than you might expect to just go all out. And so I'm a little concerned that, you know, I might not be quite in shape for it. I'm going to still give it my all because I'm a competitor. You can come cheer me on, too. It's this Saturday, the Wet Whistle Wine Festival in Algoma. A lot of fun.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Hey, Green Bay and Northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Do you think you're stronger than local police and first responders? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And I bet I got your attention because the 10th annual Unity Walk Fall Fest is on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. This event celebrates unity, fun, and the fall spirit. You can enjoy live music by local artists, games for all ages, a raffle, and a friendly tug-of-war game with police and first responders. It's a perfect day out for the whole family, so check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
We'll be right back.
news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, your ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. Sly and the Family Stone, everyday people, it's 97.9.
News, timeless hits. We're not here to recreate the past. We just want to play its soundtrack. 97.9 WGBW.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm. Living
precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely, and I guess there's just no getting over you. There's nothing I can do but spend all of my time out of my mind over you. Within the prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump signed an executive order to create a federal task force and deploy troops to Memphis. The president says he wants to curb crime in the city like he did in Washington, D.C.
The effort will include the National Guard as well as the FBI, ATF, DEA, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, and the U.S. Marshals.
President Trump also vowing to send National Guard troops to Chicago next. The president says he will attend the funeral of conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Phoenix on Sunday. It follows the fatal shooting of Kirk at Utah Valley University during an event.